Being joined by Michaela Donnelly. She is a native of Hampton that has recently qualified to compete in the Boston Marathon. Certainly a huge accomplishment there. Michaela, congratulations on that. Thanks for taking a little bit of time. I want to ask about, a lot about your running career, but before we start to that, if you could kind of just give me a little bit of a general background on yourself, maybe aside from your athletic career.
Yeah, hey, thank you. It's good to be here. I grew up in Dumont, and my parents were Dennis and Deb Menon. I graduated from Hampton in 2008. I went to UNI and I got a degree in biology education. And then I moved to Omaha and I got my master's in curriculum and instruction. And so I taught for 6 years in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. And then after we started having kids, Michael and I moved back to Cedar Falls, and we've been in Cedar Falls for the last about 6 years. So we're still there and we love it.
When it comes to your athletic career, then give me a little bit of background on this. Like, I imagine it was, track and field, cross country stuff in high school, and then pretty much sticking with it ever since, right?
Yeah, so a funny thing is we kind of always grew up running. My dad was an avid runner, and so he would sign us up for 5Ks and like not really ask us if we wanted to do it. It was just kind of assumed that we would have to be there, so we might as well be running as well. And so I think I was like 7 or 8 when this all started. I might have even been younger than that, but I would come like dead last. Like I was didn't care at all back then, and we just would go out. My sister and I would just have fun because, I mean, we were pretty young to be competing in a 5K at that point in time. And so we just had a really fun time doing it. And so we still kind of find some of those records every now and then and just have a good laugh at just how slow we actually were. But we were doing it, so that's good. But yeah, so in high school in high school, I ran track and cross country. I was an 800 runner and a 1500 runner. So distance was my thing. And then also in cross country, I think I did volleyball up until my junior year. And then I did cross country junior and senior year, which was great. I loved it. And Mr. Hewling, Steve Hewling, was my coach at that point. And he was a great coach. And I felt like I had a really great experience because of that. And so, yeah, after high school, then I just kind of ran recreational. I did two marathons in my early 20s. So this would have been like 2010, 2011. And I thought that just going out and running every day and getting like pulling a couple high weekend miles would like get the job done. And so like my first marathon I went out, I ran like a time of 3:44, and I was pretty happy with that. As that being my first one. And then, so 3 hours and 44 minutes. And then the next year I did another marathon and kind of had a similar training style. But I went out way too fast in that marathon. That was also, in the Twin Cities. And I felt awful. Like I contemplated that. I thought my life was ending as I was running the race. I was like, where is the last van to pick up the last runner? 'Cause that's going to be me. It felt terrible. And so I vowed after that marathon that I was never going to do a marathon again. I finished with like a 4:09, so it was still a decent time. My body felt awful. And so yeah, vowed to never do another one. And then fast forward, what would that have been? 15 years. So I'm 35 now. Started thinking about like running again a little bit, just like a 5Ks. A few years back, and then my sister Alexa started running marathons. And so this was when I moved back to Cedar Falls. She asked me if I wanted to join her one day a week, just running early in the morning. And I mean, these times are crazy, like 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And this was not back a few years ago, was not where I wanted to be at that point in the morning. I would like to be in bed. So I was like, okay, once a week I can do it. And as like it went on, it started being like 2 days a week and 3 days a week. And I started doing 5Ks with them, or like shorter distance races as they were training for their marathons, her and our friend Stacy. And so then last year, they talked me into, after a lot of convincing, they talked me into Grandma's Marathon in Duluth. And that was last June. And so we had a big training plan. We have a running coach who's another good friend of mine who sets up the training plan. And so we were trying for a time of 3:35, which would be our qualifying time for our age group. And so the race was last June. I ran it and I got 3:23, so about 12 minutes faster than my age group qualification. So with that buffer of time, I knew I probably would get into Boston, but had to wait until September to finally get the acceptance letter.
I gotcha. So, when it comes to your, you said you had kind of stepped away from it for a little bit and then you got back into it here recently. What were some of the biggest challenges in, I guess, resuming your running career after you'd mentioned you thought you were never going to do a marathon again, and now all of a sudden you're getting back into it and you're going to be doing it here in a few weeks?
I think the biggest thing in my head was that, like, after my second marathon, I had really sore knees. And so I didn't think that my knees would ever be strong enough to compete again and to, like, sustain that mileage. And so I just thought, you know, I'm just going to do this for fun. I do love running. I usually listen to, like, podcasts or speakers while I'm running. And so just even like a half hour of it was pretty much my max for a long time. And then, as I like stayed with a short distance for quite a while, I felt like my knees had got stronger and just my endurance got stronger to like start working my way up to a training plan. So it wasn't like I just, you know, went from 0 to 100. It was like, oh, for quite a while, I stuck with low mileage, and just got my body ready to like start tacking on miles.
So Boston Marathon obviously is a huge event, a very prestigious marathon. Is it a something that you ever, imagined that you'd be taking part in, something like the Boston Marathon, or was it a goal, or was it something that just kind of happened,
I would say it never necessarily was a goal up until like maybe 2 years ago when I thought, hey, this is kind of fun. I really do like running with my sister and her friend. And they're pretty competitive. And like we kind of had the goal of like all doing it together. And we still have that goal. It just, you know, it's hard. You never know how you're going to feel on the day of the race. And so it's like everybody's ready to compete and to give it their best. You don't know how those 26.2 miles are going to go. And so it's hard to everybody get qualified at the same time is a challenge. So we're still hoping that that's going to happen at some point in time. So I might, maybe I will be back, hopefully. I'm hoping to requalify like through this opportunity. I would hope to requalify at Boston for the following year. And then I would love it if my sister was able to go and run and qualify. And then, you know, really, we have a really great running group here in Cedar Falls. And so I just feel like anybody, if they could qualify, I would love to run with them there. So that would be the goal, I think. The more people, the better.
All right, again, being joined by Dumont native Michaela Donnelly, take part of the Boston Marathon here in just a couple weeks. Any key strategies that you use throughout your races that I guess you've found that have been successful? Any key strategies for you?
So I would say, first off, knowing that it's going to hurt no matter how hard I trained, I think expecting the pain to come is probably the smartest thing I could do, because then I know once it hits, like I'm not surprised the fact that, you know, it does hurt. And there are many times where I'm like, oh, it would be nice to quit, and I just don't. So like you just have to keep going. I think the like breaking the marathon down into smaller chunks is super important. Like I have just the idea that like the race doesn't actually even start until mile 16. And so once I hit mile 16, I'm like, okay, now if I can pick it up a little bit, if I can pass a few people, that seems to make the race go by a little bit faster. So the first 16 miles don't really count. Just try to like maintain speed, maintain pace, and then try to finish strong.
You might have mentioned a few of these people already, but who would be some of the biggest mentors or some of the most important people in your life that have impacted your running career?
Yeah, so like I said, we have a really great running community here in Cedar Falls. But my sister Alexa Holterman, she kind of got me restarted in all of this, and so I would definitely say that I thank her for a lot of this. And then we run with Stacy Klein, another really great friend, Chelsea Bauermeister. She would be my running coach, so she's the one that comes up with all of the plans that I've done. And I mean, man, she's so amazing. She gets it right on the like right where I need to be, and I'm confident that I can go into this race and like pull the times that I want. And so her knowledge has been really helpful. And then I also run with another gal named Amanda and Jamie. Like I have really great support system here in Cedar Falls. And then obviously my husband. I mean, I couldn't do this without him. To have a supportive spouse, Michael, he stays with the kids when I'm out running, and he actually is going to Boston with me to cheer me on, and so none of this would be possible without his help.
What would be some words of advice for people who might want to, try out something like this?
So I am a firm believer of, like, you just got to start somewhere, and know that, like, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. I think the biggest thing is, like, you have to change your habits in order to see change in your life. And so, like, you have to, if even if it's just like walking a certain amount of time every day to start, like, to get your body ready to move, I think is really important. And then also to find accountability. So to find a friend that would like to either, go walking with you to start or to, like, run with you. Accountability is huge, and it makes it so much more fun. And also just the mentality of, like, hey, this is actually really hard for everyone. Like, it's not like I go out there and this is so easy. Like, I have given everything I have to, like, get to the point where I am now, physically. And so it's just, this has been a really big challenge in my life, and I just have kind of pushed through. So don't think that, like, long distance runners just are good at it and it's easy for them. Like, they put a ton of work into getting to where they're at. And so, anybody can get moving. It's just, you got to do it.
And what would be a goal for the Boston Marathon, whether it be like a placement or a certain time that you're going for?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, I want to re-qualify. So my qualification as a 35-year-old woman is 3:30 now, because they took it down. This past year, they moved all qualifying times down by 5 minutes. And everybody's getting faster, it seems like. But so I want to requalify. And then honestly, anything under like 3:15, which would be an 8 minute PR, I would be happy with that. Anything under that would mean that would be amazing. But I've heard the Boston Marathon has quite the grueling route. So it'll be great. I'm excited. And I'm ready. Let's just hope, like, the weather cooperates and no illnesses. Otherwise, I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
All right, well, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share, or maybe anything you'd like to share that I didn't think to ask you today?
No, I think you covered it all. Yeah, I just encourage anybody who has a desire to get into running to do it and to find a friend.
All right, well, that's Michaela Donnelly, who's going to be taking part in the Boston Marathon here in a couple weeks. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck out in Boston.
Thank you.